As she gears up for this year's election, Center College student Kelly Bolton, who's on the campus of the vice presidential debate, is getting political updates not from television or traditional news sources, but instantly through her phone.
I think what's cool about having a phone is, it's updated right then. You know what's happening when it's happening. And that's exciting, especially in a political season, because, you want to know where the polls are standing and if Romney said something or if Obama has said something.
The information is delivered to her phone through social media sites like Facebook and Twitter, which have grown in popularity as more Americans own mobile devices. During the first debate between President Barack Obama and Republican challenger Mitt Romney, the Pew Research Center says 1 in 10 Americans watched the debate while also following news about it on their computers or mobile devices.
We gathered around the television and watched it. But I did, everybody had their phones out too, because if Mitt Romney said something, we Republicans liked it, we wanted to tweet that.
Twitter has completely exploded the size of the conversation around the election.
Twitter's Adam Sharp says traffic on the social media site jumps from about 1,000 tweets to over 100,000 tweets per minute during the debates. By graphing the traffic on Twitter, he can paint a picture of how the debates are playing to the American public instantly.
A generation or two ago, we may have waited until the next morning's paper to find out what happened this morning on the campaign trail. Today, we're able to follow what happens as it happens on Twitter and get closer to the candidates and to the events in real time.
I don't really care for it.
Merle Hansen is 70 years old and retired. He's watched every debate since 1960. He still prefers to get his information from a newspaper and doesn't plan to get a Twitter account.
If you want to talk to me, call me up. I'll be glad to talk to you, but I don't like anybody to take and text me or do any of that.
That's a sentiment student Kenyon Cook can understand.
It is more, I'd say, easier for younger people to access because they just know how to use technology.
If you'd ask my parents, they'd tell you that they have no idea what an iPhone is or what Twitter is or how to Facebook.
But that too is changing. Bolton says her father is setting up a Facebook account, joining about 1 billion people on the planet who already own an account, including Mitt Romney and President Barack Obama. This election could provide a test on how this way of delivering news will affect the outcome. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Danville, Kentucky.